Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's April 7th, 2010. I came across a scripture this morning, and as I read this text, I was deeply touched. It's a story about a precious woman that recognized her great need and went to Jesus and ministered to the Lord just before his death. In fact, Jesus said in Mark chapter 14 that when the gospel would be preached throughout all the world, this testimony, what I'm going to read to you, would be told to the people as a memorial in honor of this woman. We need to look at this and hear what this scripture is speaking right now, because the true bottom line to our life is where we stand with Jesus Christ. We can know about prophecies. We can know about predictions. We can know what the scriptures say. We can be doing good things, casting out demons and many great things, or even just living a simple worldly life. But if we don't know Jesus Christ and love him, we're most miserable, wretched, poor, and naked. And this isn't God's will. God's commended his love towards us, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him wouldn't perish but have everlasting life. Now listen to this text. This is in Luke chapter 7, verse 36 and following. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she's a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto you. And he said, Master, say on. I want to stop here and just point out something. Now, the scripture is written that Jesus would know the hearts of man. He would weigh the heart, the reins. He knows the inner man. He hears. This is loudly, you can't fool the Lord. He might not say it, but if you're saying it within your being, the Lord knows. You can't hide it. And look at Jesus. He heard what this man was reasoning, the hypocrisy and the tragicness of what this man was saying within his heart. So Jesus deals with it by bringing it out to the light. Now listen. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Well, Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most. And he said unto him, You have rightly judged. And he turned unto the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, both has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said unto her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And Jesus said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. I marvel at this because there's a few characters in the Bible that you can see that recognize the greatness of Jesus Christ, that recognize their need for Jesus Christ. And this woman is a great example of this. She knew she had sin, horrible. She needed help. She needed Jesus. And she would lay down all respectability, all prim and properness, and humble herself before Jesus Christ, crying, weeping, because she knew that she needed Jesus. And she had such passion. This is just wonderful what she did for the Lord. And of course, Jesus later, and it's recorded in Mark 14, was talking about this event, that she actually had anointed him for what was about to come to pass in his life as he was laying down his life for the sins of the world. You know, there's other people, a young man named Zacchaeus that was very short, and he climbed a tree to see Jesus. I mean, he went out of his way. He went the extra mile. He knew he wanted to see Jesus. He'd cry out to the Lord. There was a woman that had an issue of blood for 18 years being bound by Satan, and she pressed through a crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, and she was instantly healed. We all need to realize how desperate we are. We need Jesus Christ. He is our answer. Here's a woman that this religious man was such a hypocrite. He didn't realize how we all need the Lord. The religion never helped anybody. They might have kept the teachings of the law, but they weren't doing the law. In most cases, the only person that could ever fulfill the law of Moses was Jesus Christ himself. And the apostles made this clear. It's talked about in Acts chapter 15. That even the forefathers, and right down to their own very lives, they've never kept the law. And what did Jesus say to this woman? Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Your faith. This is what God is looking for. Faith in his Son. It's hard for people to have faith. I mean, this is written in Romans 9, verse 27. Listen to this. Isaiah also cries concerning Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been like Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Okay, good question. Why is this? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. God's not looking for religious flesh. God's not looking for heathenistic, sinful flesh. He's looking for faith, which is in the Spirit. And when we have faith, we act out. We yield ourselves to the power of the Spirit of God. And this woman is precious as she ministered and blessed Jesus before him. What a sovereign act that was. They stumbled at the stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. In Mark 14, this story, talking about this woman, this great sacrifice she had ministered to the Lord. Verse 3, And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble you her? She has wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do them good, but me you have not always. she has done what she could. She's come beforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for memorial of her. I thank God for this woman. I bless her. She's in the celestial heavens, in the presence of the Lord. I thank God for her life, what she did, what she ministered to Jesus in that hour. And I pray that we would have faith. I pray that we would value Jesus Christ and worship him and be thankful for him and thank the Father for his precious gift and give him glory for our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the Passover lamb that's been sacrificed for us. An amazing text that I've come across recently was in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. This is a scripture that gives in such a nutshell the magnificence of what God has done for us. In this was manifested the love of God towards us. You know, people in the world need love. What the world needs now is love. What there's so little of. And people in a self-centered world, and it's only getting worse, and because the iniquity is increasing, the love of many is growing cold. But God the Father has commended and manifested his love. He's proven his love. He's not one that just talks the talk, but he walks the talk. He's proven it. He's demonstrated that he loves us. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's love, ladies and gentlemen. It was a great price. Great, great price. And his Son was precious in that he was completely obedient to his Father and did always those things that were pleasing to him. God showed you he loved you in that he sent his Son to the world. He was sacrificed as a sin offering. He took upon himself the sins of the world. Though he knew no sin, he became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And ladies and gentlemen, the end of this text says that we might live through him. That's the answer. Religion will never tell you you can be free. Religion will hold you in bondage so you can be part of the religious system, part of the racket, the business. And this is what Jesus dealt with in Matthew 23. He rebuked the religious system in those days because they ruined people's lives. They put them in bondage and they did not change them by the liberty. They weren't even able to do that. But through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the administration through the spirit of the new covenant that's in Jesus Christ, God has called you to be free. And whom the Son makes free shall be free indeed. And you are to live in Jesus Christ. Do you have need today? Do you have need for a Savior? To have your sins washed? Then why not cry out to the Lord like this precious woman that is remembered tonight in the name of Jesus Christ and weep at his feet and thank him for washing you clean of your sins and giving you eternal life by believing on him and walking in him.